This is News in No Time. Ed Gordon, we'll get to our roundtable discussion in just a moment. But first, we bring you this story. Several black employees at a Six Flags theme park in Maryland complained after they were told their hairstyles were inappropriate. The ACLU is investigating the complaint that some say is biased against African Americans. And although the Six Flags employee handbook offers guidelines on how employees' appearance should be at the park, it's been reported the rules weren't strictly enforced at this Maryland location until now. Terry Prather is general manager of the Six Flags Park in Largo, Maryland. He joins us via phone. We welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Mr. Prather, let me ask you, it's been alleged by one of the employees that he was told that they wanted a more all-American look and that he was asked to change his hairstyle. Talk to us, A, about what your handbook says, and then we'll get into specifics.
Well, the whole thing about the all-American look, I'm not sure where that came from, but as a company, Six Flags has been in business for 45 years, and one of the things that we pride ourselves in is standards, and we've had standards in place for many years that address issues from food preparation to rod operation, and also grooming standards, and that's just one of the many things that we deal with on a daily basis. And we're managing, at this property, over 2,000 employees, many young people, and we've enforce the standards, we've trained on it, and 99% of the team members understand it, appreciate it, and abide by all of our standards. And so the hair issue is not what we've been focusing on, it's just the thing that has surfaced.
Well, Jonathan DeLong is one of the employees who suggested that his braids, which were, by his admission, about 3 feet long, were not deemed appropriate by people at the park, managers at the park.
Yeah, that is correct. We do have standards on hair length for male employees, and the standard is that hair cannot go beyond the collar, and that's been a standard in place. And one of the issues I think that's really been in the background of all of this is the fact that under previous management, and this year Six Flags is under new management across the country and at this property, and for various reasons that I have no idea why, some standards were ignored or not managed consistently. And one of the things that as a company we pride ourselves is being consistent and fair.
The handbook specifically says, this is the 2006 handbook for employees, quote, any hairstyle that detracts or takes away from Six Flags theming, end quote.
That's correct.
And who deems what that would be?
Well, we have Six Flags properties throughout the country and in Mexico and Canada, and we have a brand that we represent. And we have a staff, a team of human resource professionals, and we have outside consultants that we work with annually to review our standards and in every aspect from sexual harassment to operating standards. So there are a number of issues that are addressed in the employee handbook, and hair just happens to be one of many.
And finally, let me ask you, did you talk to any of your management? As I said, Mr. DeLong suggested that he was told that they wanted a, quote, all-American thing, that that's what he had been told. Did you talk to any of your managers to see if, in fact, they had said that to him?
No, I haven't followed up on a lot of the specifics, some of the claims that have been made by some of the team members. What we have done is we've had some intense training at this particular property to make sure that everyone on the management team, full-time and seasonal, understand what our standards are and how to apply them, and also how to communicate them more than anything. I could not even begin to speak for what may have been said in the past or what was done in the past, but I can tell you that we're putting every effort possible to make sure people understand what's expected, and then it's a matter of choice if they want to work with us and work for us.
All right, Terry Prather, general manager of Six Flags in Largo, Maryland. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.